Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Tuesday, Turncoat Tuesday. It's the second day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got this, still this, you know, it's warming up during the day, but in, like in the morning time, you got that north wind, just a north cold breeze blowing. And it's going to be a cool winter, I mean, a cool summer. It's not going to be up in the hundreds, and it might get up to 90 a couple of days around the, from the middle of July to the middle of August, just a couple of days, but that's going to be it. It's one of those winters. I mean, one of those summers, excuse me. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. House Democrats to introduce bill for more refugee admissions from Central America. And this is what we've been talking about, what they've been diverting you from, going over there and stepping over into North Korea. Oh, my goodness, that changed my life. And after, you know, he told his lie about the fucking president of Mexico and him, oh, we got a deal. He's sending 6,000 troops down and it's going to stop. Bullshit. We've told you bullshit. And here, it's just a couple of days later. This is the way it's getting, things are getting tighter and tighter and closer together, I guess is the point. We're going to get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. So while we're, you know, we're being told that the Mexicans are stopping, you know, this invasion into our country and on the Mexican side, and they're all being held, and him and Trump's taking care of the situation and bullshit. And pure bullshit. That's why all this shit over in the Middle East, not that they don't intend to attack Syria, then Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then Iran, and then Turkey, because they fully intend to. They're you know, pushing those are agendas. They're going to do what they're going to fucking do. I'll put it to you that way. And if a world war is what it takes, because they cannot find any other way to get control over the 75% in this country, it will be world war. But that 75%, that's when you're going to have to really get hard. You go get to fighting, you motherfuckers. See if 25% of you can beat them. At any rate, whilst you're fighting us at the same time, by the way, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. As the immigration crisis at the border continues unabated, with hundreds of thousands of migrants suffering and even dying on the treacherous trek through Mexico to the United States border, Democrats are blaming President Donald Trump and gearing up to introduce legislation to increase the number of refugees admitted to 100,000 a year. Now, we've told you guys how many times the way this refugee thing, it could be ended is the stroke of the pen. There ain't nothing no court could do anything about it, just like there's nothing no a court could do anything about the Iran treaty. All Trump has to do is fucking have one of his flunkies write it out, sign it, and there are no more refugees coming into this fucking country. There is no more asylum. And then just enforce the laws that are on the books and say, you know, fuck off. You know, they wrote the laws and then they wrote the loopholes so that they could pump the foreigners in here to displace us, to recolonize this country with fucking slave labor. This despite evidence that shows some 500,000 migrants, mostly from Central America, will get across the U.S.-Mexico border without being apprehended, including women and children. See, that's what they – another thing, you know, they're saying 668,000 apprehensions this year already. But what they don't tell you is they only get one in three. So what does that number come out to be? I'll tell you what I've been doing, you know. I'd love to go fishing and what might have you, and generally that's what we, you know, we'd be going up to places to fish and everything, but you know, the fucking, you know, your gas is $3, and fucking, I think it's $3.35 down here at the fucking casino, the cheapest place that I could get it around here. I can't go more than 3 or 4 or 5 miles. I can't afford to. But my son did for Father's Day. He sent me $50. He said, I know you want to go out and shoot your 7mm. You never get to shoot it, because I won't shoot it because the bullets are too goddamn expensive and I need them for other things. So I took the money and I bought, they have like the Remington 550 rounds of 22 long rifle rounds for like $23. So I bought them instead. So every weekend we're going out and we're shooting about 125 to 150 rounds apiece. I went down to the dollar store and bought some of these. They were like fluorescent balls. I don't know what the hell they were for. I guess they're for throwing for your puppy. And I threaded, I bought some, for another dollar, I bought some nylon rope. It's just a coil of it. And I threaded it through those balls. I built a big needle out of a coat hanger and threaded it through them, put about a foot of nylon string on each one of them. And what I do is I go up into different places every time. Because every situation is, the one thing I know about shooting, I'm shot all my life. The best I ever was when I was shooting is when I drove through the wood just fucking shooting squirrels. Because every situation is different. Running, you know, a little tiny hole there you got to shoot through or what might have you. And so we've been going out and you can take that big string you got left and so you tie it between two trees anywhere and just have those balls just off the ground just so you can see where the bullets are hitting. And we did it the first weekend and the second, and I've noticed that, you know, being in the shaded places, is a problem. You know, I'm not young as I used to be and my eyes aren't near what they used to be. So we took and we got some orange spray. I had a can from making targets from long ago, but a can of fluorescent orange paint. And I took and I put and I, on that 10/22 where the bead is. I put once I sprayed some on a piece of plastic, and then I just took and I just put one drop on it. And then Laura took a little paintbrush and she painted the blades on the single action revolver 22 pistol. And wow. That was a good idea. But every time we go out, it's improving and improving and improving. Because you know what? This thing's getting closer, people. And one thing I know about shooting, it's like pool. Or it's like playing basketball when I was young. It's like anything you do that is hand-eye coordination. The more you do it, the more proficient you are at it. And at any rate, that's what I will continue to do. Because I feel this is just, it's closing in. And once I get to the point, I promise you, it's all offhanded shooting too. No rest. My guns are sighted in. It's all offhanded shooting. And when I get to where I can shoot across that pit at 100 yards and hit a tennis ball, offhanded, I guarantee you, with that 7mm, I can hit the same tennis ball, but with a rest, I had 500 yards, I'll pop somebody right in the fucking head every fucking shot. But it's time to hone your skills. We don't get to do the marches. We don't have the courses. We're fucking poor people, you know. But the poor people that fucking have, you know, shot in the woods all their lives have shot under so many different conditions that once I can feel it, I can feel the feeling coming back to where you know you're not going to miss. And that's what I'd recommend if you're an old son of a bitch like me. And you haven't been shooting a whole lot. I mean, I rarely shoot. My 44, I won't shoot it. My 7mm, I won't shoot none of my big guns because the bullets are too expensive. And I need what I got. But those 22 rounds, they're expensive as hell, even at $23 for 550, but they're fucking manageable. Start shooting until you come home, clean your guns. I mean, you want that gun to go off every fucking time. Every gun, I can't sleep if the guns in my house are not clean. And start shooting because this shit is not going to slow down. They are accelerating it right in front of our faces, and you're going to see it in the articles that we talk about today. Despite evidence that shows 500,000 migrants, mostly from Central America, will get across the U.S.-Mexico border without being apprehended, including women and children, the United Nations reports that in 2018, the United States took in around 23,000 refugees from all over the world. Oh, really? We just read it the other day from their own. They're telling you 668,000, and that's their number. And we know they only catch 1 in 3. So what's that add up to? Last time I was in Klamath, I was talking to a teller at Walmart, and there was not a lot of people around because it was real early in the morning. And she says, I'm seeing it. They're coming. There's tons of them. And you're going to see them too, because they're going to continue to come at you as they continue to build this fucking Blackwater USA to fucking back their play. It's just like down there in Portland. You got the Antifa, then you got the fucking communist pigs. Backing their play. They come in with weapons and they fucking attack people. And if the people attack back, then here come the fucking cops to get the people defending themselves. Because they're all one organization. It's all fucking international communism.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Eric Prince, head of Blackwater.
Mm-hmm.
Is his family from any part of Amway?
I'm not quite sure where he's from. I read a little short piece on him the other day. The different name changes they've used for the organization, and that they were setting up one down in Venezuela right now. But what they're doing is these private corporations from around the world are setting up private corporate fucking armies. Just like what is the police in this country is a private corporate standing fucking army. They do not answer to the people. They answer to their employers. And they're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code, which they say, as corporations, they do. There's no Bill of Rights in the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, then it cannot be exercised in this country. I'm sorry. See, the contracts, that's where people get confused. You know, you go to make a contract, and two people together, they make the contract. They have the attorney write out the contract. And then both of them signs it, and they go down and get a stamp from the state. It's just like getting married. The controller in that contract is the fucking state. The way it was supposed to work, as free individual American nationals, now see, we just sit down and we write our own fucking contract, and we both agree that it says what it says, and we're in agreement on it. Then we sign it with witnesses, and then we have a copy for you, a copy for me. And if there's ever any dispute over what went down in that contract or what isn't going down in that contract, you go straight to the common law courts. And then everybody testifies as to what is the facts they know. And the jury can look at that fucking contract and read it. And the jury decides. The jury. And see, that now that we've moved into this corporatism, and that's all this is. This is a corporate monarchy, period. That's what the whole world is. All the crown, you know, what used to be called the crown heads of Europe are now the crown heads of the fucking world. And each one of them wants to hire an army. I mean, there was discussion a few years back about, you know, how much they were going to pay Putin to bring the Russian army in to do something. I think, I can't remember if it was in Afghanistan. It was over in the Middle East there somewhere. But this is what we're coming down to here, people. when we, the people of this country, as individuals, you know, I talked yesterday about the fact that over there in Hong Kong, they're having hell trying to control those people. Why? Because there is no fucking leadership. There's no one to buy off and there's no one to fucking jail. You're going to have to pacify each and every single one of those fucking people before you're going to get them to stop. And that's what it has to be in this country. Each and every individual understanding the Bill of Rights, understanding what has been done to them and who has done it, and understanding that their ultimate goal is to kill you and to remove anything that could stop them from holding what they've stolen from you is what it comes down to. They've already claimed that this whole fucking country, including you and I and our clothes, belongs to them. Except that there is documentation from the uprising that was hijacked and called a revolution. There's documentation that says, no fucking way. We the people, we have the right to shoot your fucking asses. If you can't abridge, you can't say, well, we're a corporation, we do contracting, so we can violate your rights. No, you fucking can't. Because any contract written would be a commercial contract within the admiralty, administrative admiralty jurisdiction, would still, there has to be something that empowers it. What empowers these federal contracts, these state contracts, these county contracts, these municipal contracts? Well, ultimately, they are empowered by the ultimate power of the country, which would be the Constitution. So they're playing a game. Man, I mean, they're operating as, they've made a corporate charter. They're the main corporate charter, and there's nobody to argue with them because they've taken over our highest seats of power that were supposed to protect us from such shit. So all they have, even their best argument that they can give you is, well, you contracted your rights away. I can't. I can't write the I can't give my rights away. And you can't take them away. You can't contract them away. You can't legislate them away. The 9th article says that no power can exist to remove them. Hence, when I blow your goddamn head off for violating them, I am perfectly within my rights and I am doing the right thing. But as far as the Blackwater, I mean, that's not that guy that you're talking about. I mean, he's got, he's set up in China. He's set up in goddamn, all over the goddamn world. They're hiring private corporate armies the golden ring they're all trying to catch is the fucking wealth of this nation. They are milking this fucking country like a fucking cow that was putting out moonshine. I mean, they're fighting over with each other what belongs to us, and they are so fucking arrogant. They know we're here. They know we're fucking dangerous. That's why they're trying to. Well, where they will work together is with their Jews that control them, because they've got to get us to kill each other. God damn it! If we don't kill each other, man, this whole thing could. It literally blow up in their face, and it is going to literally blow up in their face because they've gone too fucking far. They've moved too quick. That's one thing that the internet forced it. The internet will go down in history as the apparatus that caused the destruction of the New World Order. Plain and simple. Just people being able to talk to one another and say, no, this ain't the way it is. This is the way it is. We are they'll stand up there. We're doing this for the people. This is the people's country. We represent the people. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Well, you get the paperwork. I've read your paperwork. You're a corporation. And you have me down as a goddamn piece of property. As a subject to you. And you get me all my life growing up talking about that's a public servant. That's your servant. In their capacity, fiduciary responsibilities. That's what you get. When you get elected to an office, you get a fiduciary responsibility. You're working within the fiduciary, which is separate and apart from the fucking rest of the fucking country. We are free governing people. We govern one another. They don't govern us. That's why they call it the United. That's your government. That ain't my fucking government. My government is my fellow fucking Americans under the common law. That's the only government we're ever to recognize. And see that when they're operating in the fiduciary, they're supposed to be trying to enhance my fucking freedoms, not take them away from me. They were put in place in case somebody came and tried to take my freedoms from me, so we could unite quick and we could get the resources where they needed to be to quash anybody who would dare try to take our rights away from us. But it was all just... Go ahead, sorry.
To get back to Eric Prince, I heard a long time ago, Amway is headed by two families. And Eric Prince is out of one of those families. I thought maybe you could confirm that for me. And other than that, I'll let you get on the roll.
I can't really hear you very clearly there, brother.
There's an echo in there somewhere for whatever reason. Anyway, Amway is controlled by two families.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Prince is supposed to be son of one of the families. I thought maybe you could confirm that. That's why I asked.
There was an article. Maybe Laura's listening downstairs. Maybe she'll find out. It was just from a few days ago. They were talking about it. They were talking about them putting together a Blackwater operation in Venezuela. Because, you know, that's what they've been, you know, that's how they got it all started again after Vietnam, if you think about it. Because after Vietnam, everybody said, fuck you and your phony fucking lying ass wars. We know what you did. We know you went over there. It was all money. It was all about corporations and shit. Like I said, while they were over there, while our brothers and sisters were over there fucking getting killed, 50,000 of them, the goddamn Communist Party was operating openly here in the United States. It's right in front of us. I mean, they said that was the biggest threat to our freedom, and by God, it is. And it's not communism. It's collectivism. If we all stand equal and right, one beside one another, I don't care if there's 1,000 of them over there. 1,000 of you do not have 1,000 times more rights than I do. You have exactly the same rights as I do. If 1,000 of you violate one of my rights, I get all fucking 1,000 of you. For that violation of my rights, you did it together, and you conspired together to violate my rights. You did it under color of law. You did it in the fiduciary, which is subservient to the American national and the common law. So I just take you as a person. I snag you as a person. They act like these people can't be fucking touched. And that really, that's what it's come down to here. They've removed our common law courts. Okay? It's like the mandamus. They've removed our common law courts, so I can't go in. I can't get these fucking bastards. I can prove that they're fucking committing crimes, that they are violating the law, but I have no court to prove it in. Now, the goddamn, these commerce courts, these fucking administrative admiralty courts they put together, so, you know, for the expediency. See, we're expediency for the merchants, because everything's always been about fucking... This country wasn't about liberty and freedom. It was about making goddamn mammon. It was about creating wealth. So they set up these courts, but the bottom line is you have to have a joinder. You want this expedited fucking thing, which it isn't expedited at all. It just takes away the common man's fucking rights. And we, like I said, under the 14th Amendment, you're a fucking subject. And that goddamn so-called judge sitting up there, he wasn't elected by the people. And these judges across this country, district judges, you know, like the 9th district, 7th district, 4th, 5th, all these district judges that are controlling this fucking country. They are saying what in that goddamn Supreme Court. They're corporate Supreme Court. None of them elected by anybody. Every one of them appointed by an unlawful corporation. And they're acting as star chamber courts because they changed the meaning in Black's Law. Their private law dictionary, their private language, which has nothing to do with the common man and the common language. In the common language, a corporation is two or more people pretending to be one person. And that's where you unpretend them, as you pick them apart. You go, I'm getting you individually. I don't give a shit about your corporation. I'm getting you. I don't care about your corporation. I'm bringing you over here. I'm bringing you into the fucking common law as an individual. Now we're walking on equal ground. That judge up there is fucking elected by we the people. And he is answerable to we the people. I can, you know, like the fucking over there on the micro effect when they had their so-called common law experts. I mean, what a bunch of rabble-ish bullshit. This is why we say, if it pleases the court, if it pleases, I know I don't got to kiss your fucking ass one tiny bit. You work for me, son of a bitch. And you get out of line, judge, I'll fucking charge you. And we'll have to bring in another fucking judge and another jury, but by God, I'll charge you right in your own fucking court. And have you arrested. As long as I'll sign the fucking paper, I have the authority. The people were the only ones that had the authority of arrest, not the goddamn government. Within its own echelons, within the fiduciary part of it, that's why they get away with all this shit. See, the thing is, they come up, you know, like when they have these congressional hearings. Now, if they walk in there and they, no matter what they did, and they tell the truth about it, they can't be touched. It's just you have to just tell the truth about it. But they can't tell the truth about it because it's civil fucking crimes. And it's kind of a conundrum they're locked into. Because once, like, we're observing, we're the people, these are our employees. We observe them, okay, you have a congressional hearing, this person admits that he fucking lied we find out Hillary Clinton fucking sold a hunk of our country's uranium to one of our fucking enemies. Well, they can say, well, you told the truth about it, Hillary. We're gonna throw you out of the government. You're out of the fiduciary. But then, that's an individual like myself can go say, Hillary, you committed a civil crime. I'm going to prosecute you. And there's nothing they can do about it, but take the paperwork and fucking, and give you the process. Because you have a right to it. Lord just brought something up here. I better see what it is. It might answer Hubert's question here. I'm going to go ahead and read this article. Blackwater Mercenaries for Hire in Venezuela. This is from Gangster Outblog. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The New York Intelligencer is reporting that a decade ago, the Iraqi government banned Blackwater Security from operating in the country after its mercenary fighters killed 17 civilians in Baghdad's Nasser Square. That might dissuade some from meddling in conflicts overseas, but Blackwater founder Eric Prince is nothing if not committed to his profit margins. On Tuesday, Reuters reported that Prince, who no longer has a professional connection to Blackwater, you know, it's like these limited liability corporations. You commit a crime under, get rid of that corporation, get a new one, you're operating again tomorrow, doing the same crime, has a new business plan. He'd like to send mercenary fighters to Venezuela, where they would help dispose the country's sitting president, the country's sitting president, Nicolas Maduro. Prince met recently with influential supporters of President Trump and wealthy Venezuelan exiles to pitch his plan to ship out as many as 5,000 mercenaries to aid occupation leader Juan Guaido. And this is what they did in fucking Libya. This is what they did in fucking Egypt. This is what they tried to do in fucking Syria. See, they send in the goddamn mercenaries on our dollar. And oh, there's an uprising there. No, there isn't. You sent the goddamn mercenaries in there and started shooting at the fucking governments because you wanted regime change so that you could turn the resources of that country. The Jews weren't getting enough of the money. They weren't getting enough of somebody else's fucking property to aid opposition leader Juan Guaido. According to Reuters, he no longer has ties to Blackwater because they changed the name. Oh, man. The problem with the proposal is that Eric Prince is a sleazebag. One minute he is trying to con us into supporting a modern crusade against Islam. Then, as soon as he gets accused of arms dealing, and murdering whistleblowers, he runs off to the United Arab Emirates and creates a mercenary army for the Muslims. I call it mercenary because that is exactly what it is, an army for hire without morals. More recently, he's formed a mercenary army for the communist Chinese. Right now, the Prince of Darkness is proposing he send in mercenaries to help topple the socialist government in Venezuela. What if they say no? Does that mean he will send mercenaries to crush the rebellion and support the socialist president? After all, he is supporting communist China, and his army is for hire. How about we just hang the traitor for treason? And how about you fucking put up a private army? We just kill it anywhere in the goddamn world. You're not going to do that. But that's really what it's been all along, hasn't it? Because we sure did. It was not the militias that rose up in World War II. It wasn't militias. They've raised and they held standing armies. We'll never do that. And all we need is the people. And right now, their greatest enemy, what is it? The people, the largest army to ever exist on this planet. We're fucking armed to the fucking teeth. I didn't see that answering the question, and I will look that up later and try to provide an answer. But this guy's a piece of fucking shit. And that's what it is. These son of a bitches like Zuckerberg and all these people have got more money than countries. And now they want their own private armies to come and attack fucking nations, man. To overthrow fucking governments for their interests. We have to wipe them out. Anyway, we were back to the House Democrats to introduce bill for more refugee admissions from Central America. And, you know, this is just like we said, the last couple of days, they've been, shh, oh, you didn't hear nothing about the border. Did you see President Trump? He stepped over North Korea. Oh, my God damn, that changed my whole life. A fucking toilet flushes better. Fucking the food tastes better. I mean, this is complete bullshit. Distraction bullshit as we're being fucking invaded. That's why I'm out shooting. I realize, goddamn it, at the numbers I'm looking at coming, that are coming into the United States, into the interior. You better be ready. You better have your goddamn eye sharp, and you better be ready to fucking do some fighting, because this ain't a game. A refugee is an immigrant who gains asylum after the court grants him or her that status because they have met the, quote, credible fear standard of persecution in their own home countries. Now, see, what people got to understand, that 150-mile strip of down on our southern border is being controlled by the fucking United Nations. This is how they're doing this shit to us people. There's just straight-up laws that are on the books for the United States. If enforced, none of them could cross. None of them could cross without a visa. But see, he signed into that United Nations goddamn refugee treaty. Just like Obama signed onto the one with Iran, the nuclear treaty. All he has to do is pick that fucking pen up and fucking, have his flunkies write out and say, we're withdrawing from, number the fucking, treaty on refugees. We are withdrawing and sign the son of a bitch, and not a one of them can come across.
Henry, it's Katie. Hi, Katie. Yeah, and I'm sick of these articles starting out with the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans are just as much in favor. I'm sick of it.
I you know how I feel about it. There are no Democrats. Yeah. There are no Republicans. No left, no right. There is no liberalism. There's either law or there is not. And somebody tried to tell me there is law. Well, I know there is not, because if I cannot enforce the law that was laid down for the American national, I can still remember the days. I mean, that's why this older generation, we scare the hell out of them. I still remember when you had to sign a complaint against somebody. You had to actually sign a fucking complaint. I was watched, because we watch these old movies to go to sleep, you know. We put them on the TV to put us to sleep. Gunsmoke. This guy, he's a gunfighter, man, right? So he's just a gunfighter. And he comes to town, and he shows a guy come into his room, and his hand's laying there, and the guy takes a pistol and puts it right down on his shooting hand, and boom! Shoots him right through the hand. It's his father, okay? So here you have a shooting. He shot right through the guy's hand, and then you're sitting down after Doc fucking patches the hand up, you're sitting down at the marshal's office, and he goes, I won't sign a complaint against my own dad. No, I won't do it. So dad walks right out the fucking door. That is the authority of the American national. Only we can do the prosecuting. And I'm not saying Donald Trump, you know, as an American national, he can prosecute his own fucking business or his own civil crime. He could prosecute a civil crime in a common law court, but he wouldn't do it in his fiduciary position. It means nothing. You're less. When you take that fiduciary job, when you become a part of what was supposed, this is the way it's supposed to work. This ain't the way it's working by no means. But when you became a part of the fiduciary, you are lesser than the people you are serving, not more. It wasn't a government to govern over us. It was to govern a few little things that we couldn't take care of as individuals, like with international fucking commerce or a war with an international enemy. That was all it was ever supposed to be, a limited government. Look at these son of bitches now. They regulate everything from the air you breathe till the shit coming out your ass. And we're going to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And it's not revolution. It's not going to, no, a revolution is a new form of government trying to take, you know, take over and, you know, an insurgency to install a different form of government. They're the insurgents. They have created a corporate charter and named us as fucking property. What this is a fucking slave uprising. This is a slave uprising to the same reason that our people stood in 1775. To assert our fucking rights as absolute law. You will not violate our fucking rights. It's like Katie was talking about Democrats, you know, it's a Democrats this. And Paul Ryan, I mean, they'll come in and all these Republicans, they're backing, you know, the same fucking shit because they want the fucking free labor in here. They want the slave labor in here. They want all the resources and the slave labor to dig it out and hand it over to them. And they want us dead in ditches because we're the only ones that can stop them because we have the right to stop them because we have the Bill of Rights, which is the people's authority. Oh, man. It's
Henry,
go ahead.
Governor Wallace said a long time ago when he was running for president during a time's worth of difference between a Democrat and a Republican.
Well, you watch when they vote for something for Israel. Do you see any dissension between the two? What the Democrat and Republican bullshit was made up for, and it was created for, was to cause dissension among the subjects. That's all. Now, if people could just realize that, I mean, that one thing, that should be preached. Anybody calling themselves a patriot ought to be preaching that what has been done through that 14th Amendment. Can you read? That says you're a subject. Subjects do not have bills of rights. Subjects get privileges and immunities from their sovereigns, which the state, the federal corporation and state corporation, they say they are the authority over us. And they are not. Just like the king was going to, you know, all our property was his property. You're going to pay me to own something. You'll never own anything illegally. You will never own anything, period. Because if you cannot pay the tax that I want for my property, it would be, and anything you create because you're my property is my property, well, I guess you're just a goddamn slave. And it's not going to be a revolution. It's going to be a fucking uprising for the reinstitution of the Bill of Rights as the absolute fucking law intended by the people. Not by the aristocrats that were in fucking Pennsylvania, where in the hell they fucking held their conference, the Continental Congress. You know, John Adams, let's declare a king, motherfuckers. And this is what they've done to us all the way down the line. They talked about the Bill of Rights in the colonies. Every colony had a Bill of Rights, and they were pretty much ignored because they didn't have to fucking abide by them because everybody was a subject of the king, and you were of a higher ranking in society. That's why they call it socialism, because there's social classes. You were of a higher social class, so my rights didn't count in your fucking world, and you had to be a property owner to begin with so that you could, before you could even have a right under the Confederation that they put together supposedly to fight the king. That's why the public lands across this country that belong to us, every one of us is a landowner. It belongs to the people. It is the richest country on planet Earth. And see, this is why you got to have Democrats. They started these party shit. These are all private organizations like the Masons. These are all, just like up in Alaska, when last time Ron Paul ran for president, they had their it's supposed to go up among the people, and the people get together in these little conferences, and they get together, and they elect electorates who's going to decide who's going to run for president. Well, up in Alaska, they did the Ron Paul ones. I mean, they were all Ron Paul. That's what the people came out, the people with the authority came out and said, we want you to represent us and vote for Ron Paul. So the establishment Republicans, the ones that were the head of this private fucking corporation, they stepped up and said no and removed them and put their own people that they wanted in their place for Mitt Romney, okay? That's what the Democrats and Republicans are. There can be no parties. A party is a collective. This is a republic a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. How could you have a party, a collective, that could fucking run over the individual? You couldn't. If the law was enforced and the common law courts were here so the people could enforce the law, it could have never happened. That's why the courts had to be the first thing that went. That was our recourse on paper. That's where we went and dragged them in, accused them of fucking crimes, and fucking proved the crimes against them to 12 jurors who could not be overruled except in another common law trial at a higher level, like at a state level, a common law trial with a fucking Freeman fucking jurors. It was the ultimate fucking check and balance. I mean, you look at the whole judiciary. They say there's three branches of government for checks and balances. One whole section of that judicial. You see, the judicial in this country was the common law. But within that fiduciary, it was the fucking, they had their Supreme Court, like we've talked about it before, to advise them on what they could and could not do with the tiny little bit of power we granted them. And none of them are elected. And they are running, and they are the ones that are holding us in bondage. Unelected, motherfucking, goddamn, clear down to like the ATF. These are goddamn, they're just like Blackwater. There's no goddamn difference. They're corporations. And no court, and boy, I loved it when Napolitano came on there and goes, well, you see, under the Uniform Commercial Code, there is the Bill of Rights. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the 14th Amendment is the only article or amendment in the Constitution that mentions privileges and immunities.
Well, exactly. It was the one to remove the Bill of Rights and replace it with privileges and immunities. It was the one to remove your sovereignty and make you a subject to the government who grants the privilege or the immunity. They can give it to you, they can take it away. That's why when we talked about the Heller case in Washington, D.C., the right to bear arms. They can't even talk about our right to bear arms. It's none of their goddamn business. It's outside of their realm of fucking responsibility. But sure enough, go ahead.
They sound supreme. Supreme Court. Kind of sounds like the Federal Reserve Bank.
It does, doesn't it? But the bottom line here is that it's all being done by unelected officials. They come, and like I said, there are these political parties. The people are not choosing who's going to be elected, which I proved to you just now with what happened in Alaska. And you got to know what happened in other places around the country. Hell, they beat the hell out of people at Ron Paul fucking, where they got together, where they were giving the delegates and everything. They beat people, fucked one guy's back up, beat a woman. Don't you remember any of this? That's because they are private corporate fucking entities. And see, that's what they try to do. How are we going to get around this goddamn Bill of Rights? How can we possibly get around it? We have to create, we'll create this commercial law, and we'll say that in the commercial law, the Bill of Rights doesn't exist, that you're operating under the 14th Amendment where we can just legislate your fucking Bill of Rights away. Well, you can't do that because it's not law, it's policy. All they can create, all they have ever been able to create is policy. And that policy, if you inflict that a policy on me and it violates one of my rights, it ain't 10 years down the road. It goes to the Supremes, who are unelected fucking appointed by you son of a bitches. It goes straight to the fucking people, a common law jury. And they say, you want them to do that to you? Hell no, hang the son of a bitch. And that's why the common law and the common law courts had to be removed. That was their first step they had to get through. And they have fucking done it. But as sure as that we do not have the common law courts and cannot prosecute them, they cannot prosecute us in the administrative admiralty because we're guaranteed the common law courts, and they cannot provide them. So we're right where we were back in April 19, 1775. If you're doing what you're doing, you've built your force. You've got a Blackwater standing fucking army that's going to enforce your fucking unlawful corporate policy on me as law, and it ain't law. It is treachery.
Question.
Go ahead.
Question. You say the Bill of Rights is the preamble to the Constitution. That's confusing to me because I think a preamble like being the first paragraph or something.
Well, it was each one of the colonies after the shot heard around the world in Lexington and Concord as they went to their conventions in their separate colonies, the colonial conventions. Let's see, how am I going to answer this? I'm having a brain lock up here.
That's okay. Somebody will ask me and I'll sit there like a dumbass.
No, say the question again so I can answer it. I'm just not getting, go ahead.
Preamble, you say.
Oh, preamble, yeah, right. Okay. They said, okay, you can have a constitution, but there is going to be a preamble that is going to be the people's authority. The people are the ones that rose up. And before, your constitution is going to be there. But in front of that constitution, the very first thing that's going to be understood is that we, the fucking people, own this country. We are free, sovereign nationals. You can, the government that it, that we will allow to be created will never have any authority over us. We're fighting this fucking king to be unsubjugated. We will not be resubjugated by the same king's men in the fucking colonies. That's why it was a preamble. It was the Constitution was written first. And it was ratified first, but some of the southern states refused to ratify it unless it contained a Bill of Rights. So the Bill of Rights was added as a preamble. If you look at the original documents, the ones that, like I was showing, like I told you when I was in fourth grade, that Mr. McIntyre, he put up on the projector, it showed the Constitution there, and it showed those Bill of Rights handwritten in as a preamble to it. Before you even consider this Constitution, this is the law. That's what that says. That is the people's authority. That is the people's rights. This is what you will not fucking touch with your Constitution. We have to have a government, you tell us. We have to have a government to fucking, to control international commerce or interstate commerce at the time, or intercolonial commerce to be exact at the time. So we're gonna have, if we're gonna have states and we're gonna have, different constitutions in different states, the people are going to fucking be in charge. So it's that simple. The fucking people who rose up and unsubjugated themselves from the king wasn't the aristocrats that were enforcing the king's rule upon the people. That's the ones that the people rose up against. And they wanted, and each time that they tried it, they told them there will be the preamble to your Constitution will be our Bill of Rights. Our authority comes first. It is the absolute law. You cannot break with the contract you're writing thereafter. I've always argued that the Bill of Rights should have never been adjoined with the fucking Constitution, because the Bill of Rights is a higher authority. The Constitution represents government fiduciary authority granted through authority granted by the people. A little tiny bit of authority we granted them. And see, but the way it's written, it was written in legalese. Just like the Commerce Clause. Or the General Welfare Clause. It's like saying something's ridiculous. It's not describing just how is it ridiculous. Don't you see? The Bill of Rights is written in fact of law. And the Ninth Article says you cannot fucking touch these rights. And they fucking know it. No power can exist in this Constitution, because the Bill of Rights was written to address the power in the Constitution that this government was going to have to handle our international affairs and interstate commerce. So that the money's equaled out. What?
The 14th Amendment's even worse. That's the most gobbledygook you can. I mean, every single word is open subjects.
Well, all it did was made us subjects and responsible for the debt that corporation made. We were made into assets that they could borrow against for their corporation. And you look up the word corporation and you look up the word republic, and they are not, a corporation is not a republic. A republic is not a corporation. It could never be. And they did it, and they wrote this shit up in direct violation of the Ninth Article. It said no authority could ever exist. You can't create a corporation that violates my fucking Bill of Rights, is what that Ninth Article says. You can't use that Constitution, which is the only other authority in this land except for the people's authority through the common law and the common law courts that exists. And you can't use that Constitution. You can't write yourself a goddamn corporate charter on it and say that, well, because we wrote a corporate charter on it, now the Constitution is the authority over the Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article forbids it. That's the people's authority. We own this goddamn country. Even the fucking pricks that are there in Washington, they own it as individual free sovereign nationals, of some of them, not Rubio, not all these foreigners. I mean, you look at most of your goddamn government, they ain't been here two or three generations. Some of them can't speak clear fucking English, and you wonder what's going on? Well, they made it a corporation, and then those fucking Zionist Jews, it had a hostile attack. Well, it wasn't that hostile, because they were assisted. They just infiltrated deep enough until they could take control of the United States corporation. That's why they're fucking, they're talking about attacking Iran. Well, if they attack Iran, well, we got to go attack Iran. Fuck you, foreign son of a bitch. The people that were supposed to be in our fiduciary were supposed to be represent the people of the United States and none others. To represent any other foreign king is fucking treason. To even mention, I mean, they talk, like I said, they talk about the Russians and what they do. They interfered in our election through, you know, these computer ads and shit. What the fuck is that to a goddamn son of a bitch coming over here and speaking directly to your Congress people that you could never speak to in private, going into their private offices, making private deals, holding state fucking legislative meetings in fucking Jerusalem? I mean, what does it take for the people to see this shit? I think the people do see this shit. That's why I'm out there shooting. I'm gonna make every shot count. Because this is getting closer. I mean, they're just, it's gonna, you know, there was an article up the other day talking about how with the celebration for the 4th of July in Jerusalem. They are not a fucking one of our states. And if they were, they would be subservient still to the fucking authority of we, the people. And they're not a state. They are a fucking, they're not even a country. They're an invasion force. It's, I mean, by definition of international, the so-called international law. What they have done is they have invaded another country and they are occupiers. That's all in the fuck they've ever been, is occupiers of land that belonged to the Palestinians. And they think they're going to come with that corporate shit over here and do the same to us. I mean, they are all our fucking public lands out there. You guys do realize that every national park is now, that belongs to the United Nations, don't you know? They took that away from us. What about that due process of law thing? How did you take anything away from an American national without due process of law absolutely guaranteed and cannot be fucking trumped by anything according to the Ninth Article? Because it is the authority of the people. But we the people are going to have to take up that second article. We're going to have to take up our fucking guns and we're going to have to reassert our fucking authority. Which means we shoot all these son of a bitches or hang them. Every treasonous fucking one of them. Every one of them that has went along with this shit has to fucking die. If you knowingly went along with fucking treason against we the people, you fucking die. I don't care. And you're going to be killing Christians. I've heard that. Yeah, you goddamn right. Those Judeo-Christians are putting fucking a foreign a state ahead of my fucking Bill of Rights. I'll blow their asses away in a second. And they will deserve it. That is the penalty for fucking treason. Anyway, that being said, guys, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, think of a way to get out there and get to shooting. I mean, get your eye on, get the feel of it. So make sure you have a maximum effect when the time comes. You show these motherfuckers what an American's made out of, and that is the Word from the Trenches.